The sprawling Union Pacific grounds are busy 24 hours a day with arriving and departing freight trains. It's a complicated process, sorting rail cars, changing crews, and servicing the equipment.
Yes, sir.
Apparently they're going to take that...
Directing the action from the top of a tower in the center of the yard is General Yardmaster Robbie Robelow.
Okay, I got a relief crew going out and getting on the MAS now.
Trains arrive here from all over the country with cars that have to be uncoupled and sorted to different tracks depending on their final destinations. In front of Robelow is a bank of computer monitors showing train movement in real time throughout the state. The biggest challenge?
Coordination and timing on things, because everything, it's a flow process through the yard. From the inbound to the outbound to call on the train. Same thing on running mainline trains through here. It's, getting the crews in here, getting engine work done, getting the train going. We try to be as efficient as we can and being safe as we can. We really try to streamline the process through here. The flow is what makes the railroad work.
Like many here, railroading is in his blood. Robelow's father worked for the Missouri Pacific beginning in 1947 and eventually mentioned an opportunity to his son.
I was going to school and he asked me if they were started hiring people in '76. They had a big hiring binge because they were having a bunch of people retired. And he asked me if I wanted to hire out, and I said, why not? So I've been here ever since.
Robelow started as a switchman, which is an entry-level position, working his way up to conductor, and has now been general yardmaster for 16 years.
It's different. Riding the train is, it's a little, you basically take care of your train and that's it. Whereas in the working as a yardmaster, you coordinate everybody. You're responsible for a lot more people, as far as, everybody calls the yardmasters for information, directions, and instructions. It's sort of like an air traffic controller.
He was first hired by Missouri Pacific, which was eventually acquired by Union Pacific. Today it's the nation's largest railroad, operating in 23 states with more than 1,300 miles of track in Arkansas. Working alongside him in the tower is Kevin Russell, who is the hump yard master. It's his job to coordinate from above as rail cars are uncoupled and allowed to roll free down a hill, with retarders in the track slowing them to a manageable speed.
The car department bleeds the air off the cars. We shove them up this hill. They're separated into one of the 64 different tracks that we have here in a bowl. Each track's got its own destination. Put it on an outbound train. So basically it's kind of like an airport when they come in.
On an average day, Russell says the yard processes anywhere from 2,100 to 2,400 cars. It was the arrival of the first railroad line in the 1800s that led to the development of the community that eventually became North Little Rock. And railroading has always been a key part of the community. Like most other industries, railroading has become more computerized, and much of the yard work has been automated. Greg Rosales is director of terminal operations here and has been with the railroad 35 years, working at sites throughout the country.
My biggest thing is technology. If you go back to even when the steam engines, when we first started our diesel-electric operation, if you look at what we've been able to do with our signal equipment, it's amazing going to remote control locomotives where we don't have an engineer in the cab. We're actually operating that equipment by radio. So the technology has been the biggest change.
Though it should be noted that remote controlled locomotives are only used in rail yards, with crews still manning trains traveling across the country. Anytime you're dealing with large moving heavy equipment, there are risks. Signs throughout the yard emphasize the need for safety, with one at the entrance noting the number of days since the last accident. Rosales says better communication and standardized practices have helped.
As a whole system, we're committed to safety and we see continuous improvement year after year. Just the people involvement, and that's pretty much what carries it.
Another key part of the North Little Rock facility is the Downing P. Jink Shop. It's the largest and most modern locomotive servicing facility for Union Pacific, and is the only place where its engines are overhauled. Scott George is director of locomotive facilities and says at one time or another, every one of the company's engines passed through here.
Well, the facility here is our overhaul, rebuild, and remanufacture facility for Union Pacific Railroad. In this building here, we've got about 225,000 square feet of space. And in that space, we do several things. We've got three overhaul lines where we overhaul our locomotive engines for our mechanical department, and we do about 410 of those a year. We've got a fleet of about 8,000 locomotives, and we try to overhaul the locomotives once every 10 years. So quite a lot of locomotives to get overhauled every year.
Union Pacific has nearly 2,700 employees in Arkansas. Many of those are part of families that go back several generations working for railroads. 22-year-old Dino Jarrett is a fifth-generation railroad worker.
Dad told me a couple years ago they were hiring, so I decided to try to get on.
At this point, he works in the North Little Rock Yard as a switchman, helping to assemble the trains, with conductors then getting on board to take them to their destinations. But he has larger ambitions.
Right now, I enjoy working in the yard because I'm home every day. But, I like to try to, pay my dues, learn how to switch cars, do everything safely, and then eventually go out to the road.
His father, Dean Jarrett, is a conductor, taking trains from North Little Rock up to Dexter, Missouri, then back south via Brinkley and Pine Bluff. He tried other professions for a couple of decades, but the lure of the rails called.
I farmed for 18 years, and I drove a truck cross country for 3 years, and I've been out here since October of 2002. And I've always heard my family tell tales and stuff, and I knew basically how it operated, but never until I got my feet on the ground.
Jarrett's great-grandfather started with the Iron Mountain Railroad in 1916, based in the East Arkansas town of Wynn. His grandfather worked for the Missouri Pacific starting in 1937 as a switchman in McGee. That's also where his dad worked as a clerk between 1955 and 1977.
There's been a lot of changes for the good, for the safety of employees, but we still move freight just like they do. We still switch cars like they did, but we got a little bit more safety stuff that they didn't have. They didn't have radios. It was all done by hand signals. My uncle told me one time somebody gave him a signal to back up, and there was a man in between the two cars. So stuff like that. Now we are two-way radios, and it sure has come a long ways.
And with better equipment and newer technology, officials report the number of accidents and fatalities continue going down. Financially, railroads are doing much better. In the 1960s and 70s, many companies were struggling to survive, with some going out of business or merging with other lines. But higher gas prices in recent decades have helped push traffic away from trucks to rails. To meet that growing demand, Union Pacific officials say they will continue hiring and expanding the number of employees in the years ahead. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.